Aboriginal Awareness Week to be held May 25th right through till the 28th. Various federal departments requesting craft vendors and native artists within the Ottawa All area. So it says if you're a craft vendor or a native artist and you're interested, the flyer says you got to register by January 30th and you should contact Pam Mitchell in Ottawa. So I asked Pam Mitchell about the activities to be held and the conception of this Aboriginal Awareness Week.
Actually, this started within the federal public service last year. Agriculture Canada took the lead role in that aspect and invited vendors and had a logo contest and opening ceremony. They even set up an Aboriginal village at Agriculture Canada. While they were developing all their plans to do this, several departments, as a matter of fact, 12 other departments got involved and participated. And so it went over with a very, very big success. It was mentioned in the House of Commons, and in fact, one of the students that won one of the awards for the art, the logo contest, was from Maniwaki, from Gitagonsebe School. So there was quite a bit of activity. This year, they wanted to carry it on, and it's become much more popular. In fact, we have approximately 30 departments involved in our interdepartmental committee for the Aboriginal Awareness Week, and there's all types of plans being developed right now, and they're quite extensive. The location for the Aboriginal Awareness Week isn't in one particular site. There are 78 departments within the federal system, and hopefully many of these departments will have activities going on at their departmental sites. And that's kind of what it sounds like is going to happen. That's why there was an ad for craft vendors, for native jewelry and crafts. And
well, just before we go any further, what you mean, different sites? Like, for instance, you're located at 66 Slater Street, right?
Yeah, and there will probably be activities again at Agriculture Canada, some at Tunney's Pasture, some at Shirley's Bay, some at National Defense at the Rideau Center. I'm only saying could be. It's not definite. I can't make those decisions for departments. But from everything that's showing so far, I know Place de Portage is making plans, Indian and Northern Affairs at Chaudière de Terrasse, I think is how you say that.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, they're making definite plans. So there's different areas within the city where there will be activities going on. What we're hoping to do is if anyone was interested in submitting their name for this list, we would have that maybe 2 days at AgCan, another day at Tunney's, and a couple days at Place de Portage, set them up on a rotating basis, because this way they won't be sitting at just one place and they've already had all their buyers walking by, you know. So.
Approximately how many vendors and artists are you looking for?
I don't really know. I really haven't any idea. What we're doing is we've created a list. I've got about 150 names submitted so far, and I've already created the list, and I distributed it last week. Of course, we are taking additional names, and we'll be updating this list. What I've done is I give it to the departments, and it's up to the department to invite the craft people to participate. And it's up to the craft or to the federal departments to invite the individuals to come in and participate. So we have no control over who's going to be invited or who's going to be asked to participate.
I see. Regarding the craft vendors, you must have an idea, like, what's hot this year, you know, regarding what they're going to be selling, you know?
Well, I really haven't any idea. Whenever anyone was talking, they were talking a bit about a variety of items. I know modern clothes with native design is becoming very big. I'm an earring person. I love earrings, so I love native jewelry. I don't really know.
And what about native artists? Are you getting a lot of responses from them?
Well, native artists are rather hard to just get up and pick up. I wouldn't say that we are in particular, but if they wanted their material displayed, or if they wanted to do any of that, all they have to do is give us their names, and we'll certainly add them to the list and have it circulated.
Well, Pam, thank you very much for talking to us here at Sequoy.
I really don't know how much more to add to this, but if I can be of any help, give me a shout.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.